And we're going to pick up with Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing and continue where we left off last Outdoor Report, talking about the walleye opener this weekend on Lake Gogebic. So here's part two, continued from earlier this hour. So tell us what folks should be buying in your shop there if they're headed over. I mean, you say trolling. Were you talking crankbaits or what?
Yeah, I would definitely use Rapala or that, you know, that type of crankbait. I've never had really too much luck with the harnesses early, but on Lake Gogebic, there's two schools of thought. Either you're going to drag crankbaits to find them, or you're going to throw jigs in a minnow.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically what the most popular ones that they use. So.
All right, well, let's switch over and talk a little bit about your brook trout fishery there, because there's a ton of streams in your neck of the woods there in the western UP. And you got a lot of people chasing brook trout. I'm not looking for any secret spots or anything, but what have been the early reports on trout fishing?
Actually, it's been pretty decent, and these guys are so closed mouth about where they fish. But I've seen some pictures. I've seen some nice catches that include, brook trout over 12 inches from the streams, and I was really impressed. They were talking about doing well on the middle branch, and then they opened up the dam, and there was a little bit of hard feelings among the anglers. Mm. They opened up the dam, and then it took the steelhead back out, And so they were kind of complaining about that. But the other streams, I know the Cisco branch and some of the other branches of the Ontonagon, where they were having really good luck in the streams.
Well, that's good to hear. All right. Well, Pete, I really appreciate your time today. Anything else you want to throw in?
I got to tell you, I went to a couple of the smaller trout lakes, and we had good luck.
Oh.
Yeah, we were just using spinners, and it was we had a lot of fun. And we tried red worms and a couple of others. But it was spinner baits that was, and I don't know if you've ever done that much in little lakes like that, but that was really a good time.
You can see a lot of the strikes in a lot of the lakes like that, though. That's gonna
Yep. That's what makes it fun. It just you're just cranking and daydreaming, and all of a sudden you got a live wire on the end of your line. So yeah, that's a hoot.
Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op. We'll catch up with you again soon. Have a great opener.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Adam.
Take care.
You bet. Thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.